Yevamos, Perek Yud Daled, Mishnah Ches, 14:8. And really, we're continuing on the topic that we started four Mishnahs ago. Case 2b. Again, you have Shnei Achim, Pikchim. You have two brothers, both of whom are Pikchim, Reuven and Shimon. Nusul Neshtei and Achrios, who are married to two unrelated women, Rachel and Leah. Achas Pikachas v'Achas Chareshet. One of them is a Pikachat, we'll call her Rachel, and one is a Chareshet, we'll call her Leah again. So that means, again, that Shimon the Pikach is married to Leah the Chareshet. That's a Durabanan marriage. And Reuven has a Doraisa marriage. Meis Pikach Bal Chareshet. If Shimon the Pikach, who's married to Leah the Chareshet, dies, leaving Leah now to do Yibum or Chalitza with Reuven, well, Leah's a Chareshet. She has no relationship whatsoever to Reuven or his wife. And he is a Pikach. So therefore, she cannot participate in Chalitza, but she could do Yibum. And therefore, Ma Ya'ase Pikach Bal Pikachat, what should Reuven the Pikach, who's married to Rachel the Pikachat, do with respect to Leah the Chareshet, who falls to him for Yibum? Kones. He can marry her. And if they're married, so then they do Yibum, they're married, Midoraisa. Vimratz Lahotzi, Yotzi. And if he wants to divorce her, he could divorce her. Since he is a Pikach, even though she's a Chareshet, he can give her a get, and she can accept it, and then she's divorced. On the other hand, Meis Pikach Bala Pikachat. If Reuven the Pikach, who's married to Rachel the Pikachat, dies, that was a Doraisa marriage, Rachel the Pikachat now falls to Shimon the Pikach, and again, Rachel has no relationship to Shimon or his wife Leah. That being the case, Ma Yase Pikach Bal Chareshet, what should Shimon the Pikach, who's married to Leah the Chareshet, do? He's a Pikach, she's a Pikach. Therefore, O Choletz, O Miyabim, he has his options. They can do Chalitza or Yibam. Doesn't matter, since they're both Pikachim, they can do what they want.